Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York City Commission on Human Rights has absolutely lost its mind. They're considering imposing fines on individuals for refusal to use a certain preferred personal pronoun. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is right out of Orwellianism, Matt, with regards to the New York City Commission on Human Rights. They are now considering passing a law that would fine people up to six figures and more, over $125,000, if you do not use a preferred gender-neutral pronoun like Z-E, or her, H-I-R, to someone who wants to have that pronoun be applied to it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I can't say
there's
him.
There's this long list of these made-up pronouns that, like a bunch of kids get together and make up
it's
this
like a whole new
pretend language. It's like straight from Mars, and
yeah.
they expect everyone to learn it and call people Z here, higher. beyond that, for landlords, for business professionals, for businesses, if an employee, if you work in a place and somebody who's, you know, clearly a man, you know, this 6'4" guy in a miniskirt with, you know, calves like Schwarzenegger and Adam's apple, that, you know, the size of a golf ball and a 5 o'clock shadow says, you know, yeah, my name is Mrs. Jones.
Right.
And if you say,
and
no,
I'm a cat.
Bob. You're still Bob. You've always been Bob, Mr. Jones.
Check
if you call
marks.
Him that, you can literally be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars is what they're proposing here. So this is forced, compelled speech. They're saying you have to affirm this insane delusion that a man is a woman, and you have to engage in his delusion and join it with him and pretend that he's Mrs. Jones, or we will fine you hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it's facially unconstitutional, but it's just insane to boot.
I'm sorry, it just goes back to check your parts, people. You know, God created a male and female. He created them. So I think really it all boils down to gender rebellion.
Yeah, it really does. It's a rebellion against our creator. The attempted abolition of gender, basically to create yourself in your own image.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. You know, we had a friend that was visiting Liberty Counsel in our Orlando office from Israel. And he was taking some college students to Poland. And some of these college students were from Wellesley College. And he says, what's going on here in this country? He said that one of them wanted to be referred to as Z-E. And she was offended when he referred to her as her or she. And he says, wait a minute, you know, I'm not familiar with all of this language here. I'm not intending to offend anybody. So if I make the wrong use of a pronoun, you know, it's nothing personal. But I mean, literally, he had these young college students, and one of them said, no, I'm not male, I'm not female, I'm Z. Just refer to me as a gender-neutral Z. I mean, this is nuts. I mean, Eugene Volokh, who is a First Amendment scholar, wrote this great article. And he said, what if somebody decides that one of the 56 genders is something that they want to use? You know, I think Facebook has 50-some genders. You know, how do you come up with? There's only two. It's male and female. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have great friends of Liberty Counsel who have formerly been in the homosexual lifestyle and have come to Christ and walked out of that, one of whom actually had surgery to try to change his gender. And they both today will say, you know, you can have surgery, you can call yourself Z, C, whatever, but it doesn't change who God created you to be.
Yeah, it is rebellion.
And it is rebellion against God, and it is who God created you to be. But we don't even have to talk about God's natural order here. We could talk about biology, science, common sense, XYY chromosome. I mean, these are science deniers. They're anti-science, the left, and it shows the tyranny. You know, the LGBT, it's supposed to stand for transgender. Really, it stands for tyranny, because the entire LGBT agenda is tyrannical. They want to force people to embrace sexual sin, to embrace delusion. So, you know, I'd like to be called Emperor Napoleon, but nobody in their right mind is going to actually do it. Or, you know, let's call you Elvis. You know, nobody's going to do it. This is just as crazy, if not crazier than that, when you start looking at this long list that they have.
Well, you know, you have a teacher in a classroom, and the teacher has 40 students in there, and they all want to use a different pronoun. I mean, that gets really confusing. And then the teacher is on the line for not using the right pronoun, getting all confused. You know, my mom would get confused when she'd call our brothers and sisters. She'd go down through the whole list to try to get to the right one.
So are teachers in New York going to get fined if they don't, you know, use these pronouns to their students?
You know, this, by the way, though, this is forcing you to accept an agenda.
Yes.
It's forcing you to use a word that doesn't make any sense, and that word solely represents an agenda. It doesn't represent some personal pronoun, doesn't represent who that person is. It represents an agenda. There's a Supreme Court case, and Eugene Volokh in this article did a really good job. The Live Free or Die, that was on the license plates, went all the way to the United States Supreme Court in 1978, called Woolley versus Maynard. And Woolley versus Maynard, the question was, for someone who was a pacifist, could the state force them to carry a message on their license plate, live free or die? Well, they didn't want to engage in war. And live free or die was something that dealt with war. You know, you're going to either live free or you're going to die. You're going to fight for your freedom. They didn't want that. The Supreme Court of the United States says you cannot force citizens to carry around a message that they disagree with. And so that's the same thing here. This is what this New York City Human Rights Commission is doing. They're wanting to force citizens to speak a specific language that represents an agenda with which they disagree.
This is a perfect example of what I always say, man. This is political correctness run amok. We hear that phrase a lot, political correctness run amok. I often say that political correctness is a barrier to truth and a pathway to tyranny. And this is a perfect example of that. They have put up a brick wall to truth here under the guise of political correctness, and have opened a double, you know, ended door in the pathway to tyranny. So they say, deny truth, or we will charge you hundreds of thousands of dollars and ruin you financially. You know, what has happened? This is not George Washington's America. This is Joseph Stalin's Russia.
Yeah, and you know, the fine here is civil penalties up to $125,000 for violations, and get this, up to $250,000 for violations that are the result of willful, wanton, or malicious conduct if people don't speak the way the government tells them to speak. So if you do it more than once, if you refuse to be complicit in promoting and being forced to speak this agenda, they're going to fine you $250,000.
Again, it's just another example. We're tolerating, we're enabling, we're validating something that is actually a mental and psychological disorder.
And, you know, there's lots of information out there about this being a mental and psychological disorder. You don't placate someone's mental confusion by forcing it on people to accept. I mean, you're forcing them to accept something that is unnatural, not normal, and is a state of mental confusion. You know, God made male and female, the natural created order, whether you're looking at the Bible or not, whether you're looking at revealed revelation or not, is obvious that in our created world, there is male and female. There's not 56 genders, there's a man and a woman. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Why is this information, why is this issue so critically important? Why is it that we can't just simply move on? Because this is ultimately rebellion against God himself, rebellion against the Creator. And it will ultimately focus its attack on those of us religious or otherwise, who refuse to be complicit in this agenda, who, in other words, refuse to participate in this rebellion, this delusion. And that's why this city commission unbelievably wants to fine its citizens for not participating. Well, there's going to be a lot of resistance to that. I think it's patently unconstitutional. If you know of issues taking place in your community, at your school, and there's many of them now, give Liberty Council a call at 407-875-1776, or you can go online to the website lc.org, lc.org. Send us an email from that website, and remember to support Liberty Council with your regular financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.